This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the 30th Annual Center for Excellence Day with the Lenawee County Conservation District. And I have with me from the Lenawee County Conservation District, Tom Van Wagner. Tom, it's good to have you on the program with us.
Good morning, Dale.
And we also have Blaine Baker, who is one of the host of farmers that are going to be participating in this. Blaine, it's good to have you on the show with us as well.
Good enough. Thank you.
Kind of explain a little bit, if you would, Tom, what the Excellence Day is all about. And this is your 30th year for this.
It is, and it's also part of history. You know, we're celebrating our 250 years.
Right.
But the Farm Bill, one of the first farm bills that were produced and put out in our modern time, had some items in it that made it difficult for farmers to participate in programs, and that was farming on highly erodible land. And in Lenawee County, there's about 350,000 acres of cropland, and there was about 200,000 of it were considered highly erodible, and they had to farm the land in a certain way to participate. So that was one of the driving forces. Hey, Blaine, you want to add on to that a little bit, because you lived that from the beginning.
Tom has more history than me. I wasn't around for the Farm Bill like he was 250 years ago. to participate in government programs and such, you have to be in compliance. The Farm Bill has rules and regulations, I guess I would say, that we have to comply with. Not just for here on the farm, but for the environment in general, as far as erosion and things of that nature. So that's kind of what is behind no-till erosion protection, amongst several. I mean, financial benefits too. From a business standpoint, but erosion is still a big concern in the area.
And that's what you are, part of what some of the program that's going to be for the day, right, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Blaine, can you tell them what practice you had to add to your no-till system to be in compliance back in the...
We've got a dairy herd out here, so we're chopping a lot of corn where you're taking the entire stalk and everything and just leaving a 8-inch piece out in the field when you're all done. Well, we did not have enough cover, even though we were no-tilling, we did not have enough cover the following spring after planting to be in compliance with the Farm Bill. So that's what drove us to use some cover crops, so that we had enough surface coverage to maintain that compliance level that you have to have.
Dale, are you familiar with what no-till farming is?
Well, I grew up on a farm, but it's been a while. It's been a couple of years. So maybe explain that then, Tom.
Well, there's been no-till around the country since in the 60s it was started. And basically, it's being able to plant in last year's existing residue cover.
Yeah.
So there's protection of the soil from excess soil erosion. And in our neck of the woods in Michigan, things started to take off in the no-till sometime in the mid-80s. Chevron Chemical was promoting it. They sold a product called Paraquat. It's a herbicide where you would put cover crops on, you would spray it off, it would burn it down, and then they would plant in the residue. And then there were other companies like Monsanto. I think that you've heard of them.
Sure.
I think they're owned by Bayer now. But Monsanto had a program where, right at about the same time the Farm Bill was, where they were setting up Center of Excellence farms across the Midwest.
Ah.
And so there were several of those. And we were one of the original ones that started, too. And I can remember, Blaine, meeting in the field with Charlie Schaffner Lance, Terraconi, and some Monsanto Chemical people about setting up the original Center of Excellence. You remember that? I got a picture of you. I looked at it this morning.
Yes, I remember that. If I recall, originally they were going to set one up in Ohio, and they got wind of what we were trying to do up here, and you know, the border's only, what, 8 miles south here, and they thought, well, we could probably sneak across the border, so that's how kind of they got involved with it from the get-go.
Yeah. But this is, what this is done every single year is something in which really is more educational things for the farmer, right, Tom?
Yeah. It started off originally with Monsanto. They were doing some test work on a product. It wasn't released yet, Roundup chemical.
Oh, yeah.
That is now used, and there's a garden garden type, and there's agricultural type. And they were doing plot work on Tim Raymond and Stutzman Farms, who was one of the host farmers. He was with us for like 26 years. And so they were working on technology over there. Blaine was working on the conservation side. And so we put the technology side and the conservation side together in one field day. And we've done a lot of plot work on agronomic stuff, technology, on both farms, whether it be variable rate application of nitrogen and whatnot, and erosion control practices like waterways and water and sediment control basins. And it's just been, and we've been able to demonstrate what these practices look like. And then we have replicated trials on yields that we compare the different tillage systems, cover crop, no cover crop, and see if there's any significant difference.
Okay.
We put an economic amount on that, too.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be something that's going to be happening relatively soon, Tom. So when is this going to be held?
Yes, we always have it on the second Wednesday of August. This year that falls on August 12th, Wednesday, August 12th. Registration's at 8 o'clock. We'll get going about 8:30. We are doing something a little different this year. We're going to run a long day, and then we're going to eat lunch, a late lunch, 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got people that were part of the center are coming back to visit. One of the gentlemen's, Keith Reinhold, is going to MC. He was with the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee for years. Going to MC it. We're gonna honor some people, have a little fun. We're gonna toast the 250 year of this country. And if you think about it, 30 years of the 250 years of this country was part of the Center for Excellence.
Yeah, I think that's quite amazing. And this is going to be held at your farm, right, Blaine?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what some of the things that will be happening then on your farm for the Center for Excellence Day then, Blaine.
Well, we, as Tom said, we're on the conservation end of things and technology also to an extent. But we always, one thing that people have always been interested in for the entire 30 years is comparing tillage methods and no-till. We've done that every year since we started. Equipment has changed over the years, so we've changed what we're using as far as the tillage end of things. The no-till is still the no-till. I mean, although that's been tweaked a little bit with as new equipment came out, but there's always interest in comparing tillage. So the tillage is one thing. You know, Tom mentioned some of the various projects we have going, saturated buffer, two-stage ditch, things we've visited over the years.
Yeah.
I've not looked at the entire schedule as to where we're going to go. We generally put a wagon ride together. You know, we've gone back in the woodlot over some of the years for people who are interested in harvesting turning their woodlot into a profit center of sort for them. We try to do what the audience is interested in doing and what they're interested in seeing. And I think we've done a fairly good job of it. Otherwise, we probably would have died off 15 years ago.
But, yeah.
It keeps on going. So,
go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Blaine, you did a good part. We've kind of combined the conservation side and using AI and technology to improve on the no-till systems, our cover crop systems. And as you know, Blaine, you farm that Clayton soil over there, which is heavy, very erosive soil. You have to have a system of practices that really, to obtain the goals that not only the USDA is saying you have to follow, but also the whole issue of the Western Lake Erie Basin,
sure,
and nutrient loading and whatnot. So it's kind of fun to see the practices kind of become better with technology as we go along. And if a farmer or an agribusiness can pick up just one item new at this day, it's worth it.
Yeah. And that's what this day is pretty much all about, isn't it, Blaine? It's aimed at the farmer and those who are involved in agribusinesses.
Oh, yes, we've had some of the original technology that some of these companies have came out because of what we have going here, and with the number of people that show up. I mean, I'm sitting out here in a cornfield right now, side dressing nitrogen on the corn. We're variable rating on the go. I don't think people are aware of the immense amount of technology available on farm now, but we're variable rating on the go off these Optrix. We call them Optrix eyes. Those eyes are looking at the corn all the time and analyzing on the go the health of the plant and what it may need, so then we variable rate our inputs. In this case, strictly nitrogen, but pretty much everything is variable rated. All your fertility is variable rated. Your seed, when you're dropping seed planting in the spring, that's all variable rate. We're monitoring moisture and yield data with the combine when we're harvesting. Just a tremendous amount of technology on the farm nowadays.
Well, as we're already quickly running out of time here, just want to make sure that those would be interested, the farmers and the agribusinesses would be wanting to come out. Again, it's going to be at your farm, Blaine, and tell us where your farm's located at.
Yeah, we're just north of the big city of Clayton. Cadmus Road, Maury Highway, the main drag through Clayton. We're just on the north edge of Clayton. And you get out there to the corner where the dairy sits, and you go east about a half a mile, and that's where everything will be kicking off.
So things will be starting when, Tom?
Yeah, registration's at 8 o'clock and goes through, it's going to run through 4 o'clock. We do have a couple of cool door prizes. One of them is a Ruger 1022 commemorative, 250-year commemorative gun that's got it etched in the stock. So
nice.
In honor of our 250 year plus 30 years of the center.
Sure. Now, do they need to register for to come out to this on August the 16th?
We'd like to see them register. If they don't, they can register when they come in and get over there.
Okay.
To participate in the drawing, they'll have to at least be registered when they come in the door.
Okay.
To get the ticket.
Sure.
For the drawings.
Now, if they register ahead of time, how do they do that, Tom?
Yes. They will call the Lenawee Conservation District. It's at the 517-263-7400, or they can email at lenaweecd@mmacd.org.
Okay. And again, that's 517-263-7400. Or you can email lenaweecd@mmacd.org. and looking forward to having not only a weather-wise a great day, but you know, a good turnout at the same time. Blaine, I want to thank you so much for joining us while you're out working in the field, so we appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
That's okay. That's all right, yes. Just one quick comment. I believe, Dale, you said August 16. It's August 12th. Make sure we have the right date out there for people. August 12th.
That's right.
We had it right the first time.
Yeah, we had it right the first time. Yeah, but thank you for catching that. It's going to be August the 12th. So, Blaine, thank you so much for that. And Tom Van Wagner, thank you so much for being on the program as well.
No problem, no problem. Glad that you would host us. Thank you.
Absolutely. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.